the Omar al-Mukhtar battalion of the Free Syrian Army, vowing to drive Bashar al-Assad's forces from Idlib province. The video is unverified. On a cross-border visit to the Turkish city of Antakya, the battalion's commander, Ahmad al-Kanatre Abu Hamza, said the FSA is making big gains in territory and manpower.
The number of defectors is now 100,000, and now they are defecting in bigger groups. This is a new phenomenon. The reason for the higher number of defections is that the regime is carrying out so many massacres every day, and the soldiers realize this regime must fall.
Activists claim this video, given to VOA, shows stockpiles of weapons amassed by the rebel fighters. Abu Hamza denies Syrian government claims that foreign powers are arming what it calls the FSA terrorists. He says rebels need more foreign help.
We need a no-fly zone. It's so important the world does this, because Assad's jets are firing on unarmed people and targeting anything that moves. We have no way to protect ourselves.
Activists told VOA that some foreign weapons are being taken over the border, but they refuse to appear on camera.
Details of the meetings and the deals done in this city are kept very quiet, but Antakya has become the main logistical headquarters for the opposition outside Syria.
Many FSA fighters are based at nearby refugee camps like Yailadag. Army defectors here announce their name, rank, and show their military ID. This fighter, an ethnic Turkman, had just returned from fighting in Idlib province.
The FSA controls big parts of Syria. Actually, the Syrian government is really only in control of the center of big cities like Damascus, Aleppo, and inside Latakia. All around the cities, almost everywhere is under control of the FSA.
Reporting restrictions in Syria mean such claims are impossible to verify. But in recent days, fierce fighting has broken out in the heart of the Syrian capital. The FSA said Tuesday that the battle for the liberation of Damascus had begun. At Yailadag camp, buoyed by recent FSA advances, the refugees and fighters gather for an anti-Assad protest. Children are thrust to the front. Most are too young to know the words or their meaning. Young lives caught up in Syria's rapid descent into civil war. Henry Ridgewell, for VOA News, Antakya, Turkey.